Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
But think of it, a modestly successful comedian, President Zelensky, talked the United States of America into spending $350 billion to go into a war that basically couldn't be won, that never had to start and never would have started if I was president, not even a chance. And it didn't start for 4 years, never would have started. But a war that he, without the U.S. and Trump, will never be able to settle. They'll never settle that war. Without our involvement.
Moderately successful comedian. Oh, by the way, before we get into all of this from President Trump the other day, people were texting me. It was not a Doge dividend for everybody, 300 million people, 330. It's a Doge dividend for households and only of taxpayers only. And okay, fair enough. I mean, but if you run that math, if you actually give them $5,000 a piece, if you actually run that math, you wind up, you know, there's about 78 million taxpaying households in the U.S., 60% of the total number of households in the U.S., and then you're talking about $2 trillion eventually. Doge has not even come remotely close to finding $2 trillion. They claim even only $55 billion, and most like fact-checkers say it could be as low as two. I'm willing to give them their 55, but a 55 per household at $700 a piece. So, again, you know, $5,000 is a dramatic exaggeration. But, you know, I guess we'll wait and see if they find their $2 trillion. I don't think that's likely, but amazing if he does. Anyway, back to President Trump. Talking about Ukraine, there's been a sudden and dramatic change in the way the president is talking about Ukraine over the last week.
United States has spent $200 billion more than Europe, and Europe's money is guaranteed. They get their money back. It's a form of a loan. Nobody knows that. I know that. I said, why isn't somebody saying, you know, we do it the same way? And we spent much more money. We have to equalize. But while the United States gets nothing back, so they get their money back. It's a loan. We just give our money.
No, it's not true. The European Union plus individual European countries collective committed far more total wartime military financial aid and humanitarian aid to Ukraine through December, about $258 billion. Than the U.S., about $124 billion. So the math is backwards. Europe has also allocated more military, financial, and humanitarian aid, about $138 billion, than the U.S., $119 billion. We did have a slim lead in military aid allocated, about 67 to their 65, but nowhere close to the $200 billion. It's wrong. And this is, I said it a little while ago, and I'll say it again. Trump often says things that carry truth in them. He rarely says things that carry fact in them. That's what bothers me so much, is it's always exaggeration. And I get that he's conveying an idea or a gist, but there's no reason that you can't use facts to convey your gist. That makes them more powerful, unfortunately, you know, because when he says things that are false factually, it leads people like me and all of his opponents, okay, I'm not an opponent, I'm saying and also the opponents, who criticize him for saying it that's false, right?
But they're no longer dealing with the same United States as they were dealing with a few months ago. Why didn't crooked Joe Biden demand equalization, and that this war is far more important to Europe than it is to us, and that there's a very big, beautiful ocean, a separation? This is, you know, we're helping Europe. We're trying to help Europe.
On spending, I agree with him. On getting NATO allies to spend more on their military, I agree. Is it important to us? Well, I mean, was it important to us in World War II or World War I? Despite there being an ocean, the ocean is, I mean, a physical barrier, sure, but do we want to, I mean, in what world is this isolationism really the foreign policy of the United States?
On top of this, Zelensky admits that half of the money that we sent them is missing. They don't know where the money is. He said, well, we don't know where half of it is. That's great. Wonderful.
False.
He refuses to have elections. It's low in the real Ukrainian polls. I mean, how can you be high with every city is being demolished? It's hard to be high. Somebody said, oh, no, his polls are good. Give me a break. Every city is being demolished. They look like a demolition site, every single one of them.
Almost every single thing he just said is false. The missing aid money? Oh my God. In a February 1st interview with the AP, Zelensky said that although people talk about Ukraine getting as much as $200 billion in U.S. aid, they've only received $76 billion, largely in the form of weapons, which we then give them our old stuff and manufacture new stuff here to replenish it. Anyway, Zelensky says he doesn't know where all the professed additional money has gone and that perhaps these higher figures are correct on paper according to a translation. He's not saying he doesn't know where half the money's gone. He's saying the money hasn't been given. It's like if John gives me a $10 bill and then says, I gave you a 20, and I'm like, well, I don't know where the other 10 went. As in, you didn't give it. That's what Zelensky was saying. And now Trump is misquoting him as saying he doesn't know where half the money's gone. Completely outrageous. And then the whole thing, by the way, the thing about the elections, that's right. They haven't held elections. Okay. They were supposed to have elections. They didn't. I mean, supposed to is actually a bit strong. The reason they haven't had elections is because there are rules about having elections. And it has to do with people who are deployed, getting election results in from occupied territories. It's not that like they're not holding them because they oppose having the elections. But I mean, you know, technically it's true. But the question is, would you be even able to have accurate or, you know, reliable elections in this situation? And again, Zelensky was elected to a 5-year term in 2019. Next presidential election is supposed to be last spring. But Ukrainian law prohibits parliamentary or presidential elections during a state of martial law, which they're under right now. Now, granted, Zelensky's ordered it, okay? But, you know, he said he believes elections will be held in the Ukraine after martial law is lifted, and the country would need to amend that law to hold a vote. 6.9 million Ukrainian refugees are outside of the country. Would you get their votes? Millions that are inside the country but deployed wouldn't be able to vote because they don't have the system to be able to do that. So it's just, oh, and as far as the like low approval ratings, he said 4%. 57% is what they're running at, most observers say. It's just, but I have a theory. John, I always have a theory, right?
Yes, you do.
I have a theory. Hang on. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are actually looking good. Not seeing any delays through that construction zone. Just starting to see some delays at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29, both in the north and southbound part. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. And what's your theory?
All right, I'll give you in a second. I want to let the Trump, let President Trump have his final says here, his final comments here.
A dictator without elections.
For Zelensky?
Zelensky better move fast or he's not going to have a country left. Got to move fast because that war is going in the wrong direction. In the meantime, we're successfully negotiating an end to the war with Russia.
We'll see.
I love Ukraine, but Zelensky has done a terrible job. His country is shattered, and millions of people have unnecessarily died. And you can't bring a war to an end if you don't talk to both sides. You got to talk. They haven't been talking for 3 years.
Again, with the exaggeration, that's not millions and millions of people. It's a lot, okay? It's at least into the tens of thousands, probably into the hundreds of thousands, not a million and certainly not millions. Again, just why not just say the numbers that are accurate? We have our own estimates that are far less than that.
So we hope to see a ceasefire soon and to reestablish stability in Europe and the Middle East. But if I thank you very much. And as I've said before, it's my hope that my greatest legacy will be as a peacemaker and a unifier. That would be a great legacy.
Listen, I love that, and I hope that's what turns out. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing if in two terms in office he starts zero wars and actually ends one? That's negative one for the war starting. I mean, that's pretty good. Okay, we'll see what happens. I have a theory. Because putting all the exaggeration, the mischaracterization, and the why is he suddenly like attacking Zelensky and being friendly with Putin, right? Which looks super bad. It looks really bad. I have a thought. I don't know if this is true, but I have a thought. Trump's a deal maker, a negotiator. He's a big fan of at least boxing. He understands wrestling, I'm guessing. You know what this has the feel of to me? It has the feel of a work. You know what a work is, John? Are you a wrestling guy? A work in wrestling is when you fake a fight.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you.
Okay, in order to, for all kinds of different purposes. I'm not a big wrestling guy, but I kind of get the concept is you fake a fight to create a reunion or to create a, you know, drama or whatever. Okay, it's a work. What if this is Trump making it seem like he's against Zelensky, making it seem like he's critical of distancing himself publicly from Zelensky so as to curry credibility, favor, leverage with Putin? Because the Russian media are loving this, by the way. They are loving this. And somehow that's going to work in the direction of getting better results for the peace negotiations or the peace deal at all. No, I don't know. I'm not in his head. But I can see it. So is that the explanation? Or is he just abandoning one of our longtime allies and saying crazy, factless or close to factless things about him? I don't know. Time will tell. But as all things with Trump, you have to kind of consider the possibility that there is some goal, some strategy in mind that kind of explains it. So we'll see, which I feel like I say all the time, but it's true. 721 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. When it comes summer, you're going to have warmth. You're going to have pests. That's Florida. We have pests. You've got, you know, spiders and cockroaches and ants and even rats and snakes and horrible, awful things, right? NSET can take care of all your pests. They can solve for all of those things. They identify, target, and eliminate the common household pests and guarantee their results. Professionally trained technicians show up on time, act safely. They will take photographs before, tell you what they're doing, then do it, and then show you photographs after. You get a report with all the results, and you can make pest control even easier because they offer a number of pest control plans to stop pests from even coming into your home in the first place. From inspection to treatment to follow-up, NSET Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. For a limited time, new annual pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply. See NSEC for details. Estimates are always free. Find out more at NSEC, ENSEC.net.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Told you I should have stuck to the tracks.
Is it me, or are you the world's biggest...
Not every sound clip can be played in its entirety.
I really like how you did that. I was waiting on it. I was like, oh boy, Andrew. I'm gonna have to hit the button, Andrew.
I do that with the Die Hard clip too. It's yippee-ki-yay, and then we go to the music. John Pickens has got traffic on the, which by the way, just a small side note. I am a believer that communication is what happens in the mind of the listener. Okay. So the funny thing about like bleeping profanity is it still communicates the profanity.
It does because you're already saying it.
Because you're hearing it in your head. Yeah. It doesn't matter if somebody doesn't say it. The effect is in your head. You hear it. Just like you hear, you know, what John McClane says after, right? You know? And so it's very hard to restrict what people hear in their head. So instead, we focus on restricting what people can say or, you know, produce electronically. But communication is what people hear in their head. And especially if you're doing that on purpose. So this is a weird game we play where I don't actually play the profanity, but you still hear it in your head. So, I mean, why bother pretending that's not what's happening? John Pickens has got traffic on the five. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 and I-110 are actually looking good this morning. If you're traveling through the Pea Ridge area, both east and westbound on Highway 90, you're going to see some congestion delays through that area, but nothing really to worry about. Garcon Point looks good. Even Navarre's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. We've got David Wayne is out again today. He'll be back on Monday. Steve Taylor in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
The U.S. is reportedly refusing to co-sponsor a U.N. resolution backing Ukraine on the anniversary of the Russian invasion. The resolution backs Ukraine's territorial sovereignty and demands Moscow withdraw their troops. And the U.S. is also objecting to a G7 statement planned for next week that condemns Russian aggression. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is calling for NASA to deorbit the International Space Station as soon as possible and the focus on missions to Mars. In a statement yesterday, Musk says the station has served its purpose. It's already being scheduled to be decommissioned in 2030. An app that's been named Uber with Guns is now available in Los Angeles. Protector allows users to summon an on-demand ride with bodyguards to protect them. The bodyguards are military and law enforcement professionals who are armed with guns. And that's what's happening.
What?
Yes.
What?
We've come to that now?
Order me an armored car with, you know,
with
Blackwater contractors attached.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Time to go to the grocery store. Well, I mean, I guess if you're buying eggs.
That's true.
Steve, thanks so much for the update. 728 News Radio 92.3. You know, you got to, if you're buying eggs, you never, you got to be careful, right? Oh, man. What was I going to? Oh, just a small note. We do have apparently another offer out there for OLF 8 all of a sudden. I'm going to have to get into it. We never did. I never did share with you the debacle that was the most recent reading on OLF 8 because I was on vacation. I'll get to it. But Wes Moreno announced yesterday.
Sure. So this morning at about 5 a.m., we received an offer from Tri-W for OLF 8. The number attached.
That's the Chad Henderson group. If those names, Ashton Hayward is affiliated with this group. I know it's hard to keep some of these names separate.
The number attached to the offer was $42,500,000. It is in the legal office. We have not had time to go through it. but wanted to make the board aware. So our plan is moving forward to ask legal to go through the contract, go through the proposal, call out the contingencies, all the stuff that it takes to get to the closing table. So you'll see that analysis coming forth in the next week.
This is me holding my breath for the county commission to make a decision and get a contractor to actually develop this government-owned piece of blank real estate. Hey, I'll give some credit, okay? Remember the soccer fields? Oh, and all the political history around the soccer fields. Collared pots and people dying and, you know, okay. But the WN29... I mean, if you haven't been through there, they're being developed right now. I mean, there's a whole trucking center that's going to be there. There's a Wawa going to go there. I mean, all it took was the county getting out of the business of developing.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Cash Patel be sworn in today as FBI director. Harsh words from Democrats after Patel's confirmation.
Went around Donald Trump. Cash Patel has proved himself to be a sycophantic suck-up.
Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse upset over the confirmation. Patel begins day one of his 10-year term today.
He's vowing to let good cops be cops and rebuild trust in the Bureau, telling me, quote, that the American people deserve an FBI that is transparent, accountable, and committed to justice.
Fox's Brooke Singman. Hamas will pay. That from the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The terror group did not return the mother of two children taken on October 7th. The young boy's remains, as well as an elderly man, were returned yesterday to Israel. Hamas claims they're looking into Israel's assertion that the body was not the boy's mother. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 right now, 29 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. The effort to build a monument to honor Pensacola aviator General Chappie James Jr., who was the first African-American to become a four-star general in the U.S. military, got a big financial boost from the Escambia Board of County Commissioners. They voted unanimously to give $875,000 to the Memorial Foundation that's been working for several years to get the project off the ground. Despite debate among some of the board members that the project may not legally qualify for some of the money the county allocated to the foundation, the decision is contingent upon the city of Pensacola taking ownership of that monument, which will be located at Wayside Park, as well as an independent economic analysis of that monument shows it would promote tourism. District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hofberger wants to replace County Administrator Wes Moreno. She asked the board yesterday to discuss Moreno's contract before it's up in 6 months. Hofberger feels Moreno has not moved fast enough to address some of the top issues in the county, like first responder pay and other projects.
The biggest thing I ran on was public safety, making sure that our first responders have everything they need to respond to us and that they're paid adequate wages. Right now, our firefighters are paid $13 an hour starting out. The people that fold your laundry at a laundromat are paid more than that. It's ridiculous.
County Commissioners Lumen May felt it was inappropriate to discuss Moreno's performance in a public setting.
I don't know if I'm interested in coming in and doing a public evaluation or discussion of my dissatisfaction with any of the attorney or the administrator. I try to do those, you know, in the privacy of their office.
Mike Cola then added,
I think that each of us should sit down with Wes over the next month, this is just my suggestion, and voice your concerns to him of what you believe needs to be changed in the county. No matter what happens with this board with you, Wes, I'm going to dignify your 38 years of service.
But no other commissioners supported Hofberger's request. Commissioners decided not to put the issue on a future agenda for discussion. Moreno said he successfully negotiated pay raises for firefighters, and their pay is the highest it's been. He also says he's in the process of beginning negotiations for raising the starting pay for the county firefighters. If you're waiting for a package to be delivered by FedEx, you might have to wait a bit longer. Their Memphis hub was snowed in a couple of days ago, causing delays for some areas. FedEx activated contingency plans to deal with the possible impact for customers. Let's check that forecast for Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be seeing a very cold start to the day with temperatures in the 20s, warming up in the afternoon near 50 degrees for your high sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 38. Going into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 58 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 40 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather. Weather Center.
Let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still rolling accident-free right now. That's looking good. I-10, I-110 seeing just a minor delay. I mean, very minor at the Highway 29 exit through the construction zone going eastbound. But other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Well, it's warmed up a bit. It's 29 in Pensacola, 29 in Gulf Breeze, and 29 also in Milton at 735. Next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
You know, the reason you get a good real estate agent, good realtor, is because they're going to help you solve problems you don't know how to solve on your own. And they're going to handle things you may have trouble understanding on your own. And they're going to get you the best price, buying or selling, like all the things you want, expert guidance. And I know when I was first, like we first bought our very first house, man, I wish we would have had somebody like Christina Leavenworth helping us. Because I think back to all the little things that could have been done better or different. And you don't know this in the beginning. It's just a big, scary life change. And, you know, you just kind of hope for the best. And eventually you learn, oh, man, all of this, and this could have been better. Christina Leavenworth helps, I mean, around 200 people a year sell their homes. I mean, it's pretty impressive. Like, last year was 165. The year before that was 175. In the peak years when it was really, really easy to sell homes, like over 200, approaching 250 a year. But again and again and again and again. So about 3.5 a week, they, you know, she and her folks at Love and Rinky Realty help people sell homes. That means they know the market, they know the right price, and how to stage it and present it and negotiate and follow up and avoid the problems and solve the problems as they come up. Just experts in this process. I wish I could have had somebody like her helping us when we bought our first home. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
At our last BCC meeting, I said Escambia was open for business, not business as usual. But that's what we got, I think, business as usual. And I do know now why we stopped doing the committee of the whole meetings. I'm glad we brought them back. And I think it's because they were a waste of time.
Ouch. Steve Stroberger there, Commissioner for District 1, talking at the County Commission meeting yesterday during the kind of initial comments.
We've taken the phrase, don't believe everything you hear, to a whole new level. It happened again last Tuesday at the TDC meeting. The TDC voting previously and recommending to this board to give $750 TDD dollars to the General Chappie James Memorial. And then they snatched it back. Let's see where we go from here.
Remember, as we talked about this quite a bit yesterday, that there was 750 was going to go, and they were asked for a million, and they said not only don't you get the million, but you don't even get the 750 anymore because they believe it falls outside of the statute. David Baer, who is the chairman of the TDC, was there yesterday.
The tax may be used for construction and promotion, and they enumerate different items in the statute on what may be the tax may be used for construction. It does not say a plaza. It specifically says convention centers, sports stadiums, sports arenas, coliseums, and atriums, auditoriums, aquariums, and museums. And this plaza does not fit within any one of those categories.
And so there's really three questions here, okay? Question number one is, do people want the project? So we said yesterday, everybody wants the project. It's going to be a glorious flag, statue, and phantom at the entrance to Pensacola off a three-mile bridge on the right-hand side in Wayside Park. It's amazing. It's a very, very cool idea. And then you're going to have the Pelican on the left. And had the Women Veterans Monument been done with the flames and all that, that would have been eventually on the right-hand side, too. It would have been a really cool 1-2-3 of displays, right, coming into Pensacola. The Pelican is going up, and we're working on the funding for the statue and the phantom and the flag. Okay, but David Baer is getting at is that, and this is part two, is does the TDT statute allow for spending the money this way, money collected from, you know, people staying in hotel rooms? And it says that it can be used to acquire, construct, extend, enlarge, remodel, repair, improve, maintain, operate, or promote one or more publicly owned and operated convention centers, sports stadiums, sports arenas, coliseums, auditoriums, aquariums, or museums that are publicly owned or operated. Okay, and this is none of that. At least that's been the issue. TDC has said it's none of those. It's a plaza. It's a statue and a plane and a flag and some steps. It's not a museum, which is the closest analog that kind of has been the conversation piece. So Mike Kohler says, look, I think that both the county can do more and the foundation can also do more. And then the question is, well, is it allowed or isn't allowed? And the lawyers just won't say.
Kristen, when we talked and when I talked to Allison prior to that, I was under the assumption that if this was a venue or a museum and a venue could be used as capital improvements for this project. Do you agree with that?
I've stated many times over that this does not squarely fall within any one of those subsections.
And she followed that up with some howevers, but, you know, I think she's right. This is the concern, is it's not obviously any one of those things. And, you know, Kristen Huell is the assistant county attorney, Allison Rogers is the county attorney, and none of the lawyers want to say that it's totally not okay. None of the lawyers really want to say what you'd have to do to make it okay. They think you're in better territory if you make a declaration or a legislative finding that it is a tourism expense. If the Haas Center from UWF is going to do a study to show whether it has a tourism impact or not, we'd be on better ground. But Lumen May wants to know, is it or isn't it?
So in your opinion, sorry, Mike, is it legal or is it illegal for us to fund it? I mean, that's, to me, it's as black
it's
and as white as it
gets. It's
not
that simple.
It ain't that simple.
No.
So when can we get that clarification? Because that's what I have to know that to vote.
I would love to get an opinion from the Attorney General. But
and they've asked for the Attorney General, and the Attorney General has not given an opinion on this. There's a lot of particular details that I would bore you to bring up. But the short version is none of the attorneys is quite willing to say yes or no. They're encouraging the board to make some kind of a legislative declaration. But even there, if they say it's within the statute, is it still, could the money be withheld? Okay, so Lumen May is so in favor of this. He's a big fan of it. Of course, Chappie James is a black four-star admiral general or four-star of any kind in the armed forces. And so, you know, he's in favor of it. He's willing to pledge some of his discretionary money to it. Steve Stroberger comes back in. He's a military guy. Mike Kohler's a military guy.
I don't need a study to tell me that this is going to promote tourism. If we need to spend money on it to promote tourism, we can do that. I think people will come to see this. If I cross the Chappie James Bridge and I see this thing, Chappie James looks like a damn superhero when you come across that bridge. And I'm going to say, who the heck is that guy? And I'm going to stop and I'm going to see it. And I think it's going to promote tourism. I really do. And we are the ones who make that decision. So let's decide on that.
Now, some people have made the comment that, well, they'd be coming from Gulf Breeze. How many of them are coming to town to see that? Well, people stay at the beach and come in. And it just it's placemaking. I mean, it's clearly placemaking. It's going to make our place cooler. Now, there is, in my opinion, there is a to-the-rescue moment about to happen. And it's going to be Wonder Woman. No, not Ashley Hoffberger, although she's involved in all of this, too. I'll tell you about that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Just one accident to let you know about, but I'm not seeing any road blockage with it at West Michigan Avenue and Beverly Parkway. That's off to the side of the road. Just some minor delays associated with that. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. You're starting to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. So be prepared for that. And I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, I always talk about Pensacola Hardware as a place that's been around for a long time, has great institutional knowledge, and wants to help you if you're a professional home builder, wants to help you if you're just doing a, you know, home improvement project or fixing a problem. But one of the things that's really, you know, about them that's so important is they want to make sure you really get what you want in the end, which is not just buying a product. They want to make sure that you know, for example, like how to use it. And a lot of the things that they sell are for like professional use or have certain standards of how to use them. And they might even ask you, you know, hey, have you used this before? Or, you know, I see you don't have this facilitating tool that you might need with that. And somebody's like, well, why would they ask me questions before they sell me something? Because they want to make sure you get what you need. Because they want to make sure that you get the end result, that you do it safely, that you're aware that this might have some hazard associated with it. And that's the kind of caring and knowledge that you get. They're not there just to, you know, register, ring a sale, and get you out the door. They want to serve the community. See, there's a theme among, you know, the folks that I like to promote. And that idea of really being a blessing to and useful to and serving the community is one of the key things I believe in. And Pensacola Hardware is all about that. Helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. All right, back to the conversation about the Chappie James Memorial. I told you there would be a to-the-rescue moment, okay? If you've been following Escambia County politics for a while, you know that one of the, I don't know, contentious relationships is between the board and the comptroller clerk, Pam Childers. The previous board particularly, because they would do things and then she would say no or she would challenge them or there's been court cases, all kinds of stuff, okay? So I understand, and particularly around TDT funds. This has been an issue with, you know, the TDC and David Baer and Pam Childers and the county. Okay. So when Pam Childers is going to talk, there's naturally, I think, apprehension that, oh, no, she's going to tell us we can't do this. She actually goes exactly the other way in what I'm calling my to the rescue moment, because they're worried about is the money legal to use from TDT for this particular purpose.
Madam Clerk?
This is going to be so simplified, but when I first looked at this, I immediately thought this is an open-air museum. That was, what, over a year ago? How long have we been talking about this? It is the legislative finding that you need to make. This is tourism. To get off ground zero, there does have to be ownership through the city. There does have to be the feasibility study. I do not believe you have to go back to the Attorney General. I believe that this board can handle it. I believe you understand the terminology, and I believe you need to check a couple of boxes. That sounds very simple, but that's where I stand.
And I wish they would have exactly done that. Yesterday, declared it an open-air museum. That would have been probably better. They didn't wind up doing that. But that's it. She's saying, you can do it. I'm on your side. I'm not going to hold up this payment. I think you guys are good. And remember I recommended that maybe Chris Dosev not get involved in all of this? Chris Dosev spoke yesterday, not in the beginning, but he did speak after a while. And honestly, he almost talked himself into getting voted against because he got into a bit of a quibble with Lumen May about how much money had been raised because they want to say it's been $1.3 million out of the $2.3 million, and they're only asking for a million more. But they keep kind of slopping over the distinction between private funds raised and government funds raised, and that irritated Lumen May. That clearly irritated Stephen Barry as well.
Just so that we're all clear about what we're doing, that seemed to be a point of conversation that, well, a ton of private money has been raised. I don't know that that's the case.
Well,
but it appears that there's support. I'm not
I will tell you this. I've been frank with the foundation that they need to raise more money.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And I think the community will contribute more as well. But look, Cedric Alexander spoke, and I thought he really encapsulated the kind of the sense of the community about this.
So for those who argue they want to see it done, but yet present argument that they don't think it can be done, that's not acceptable. What is acceptable is that we have to find a way to get it done, and I don't care how it gets done.
Yeah, and sort of an I don't care how you do it, but let's just do this. Let's make it happen, which, as I said many times yesterday, that is kind of where we're all at. So what did they come down to? Well, one kind of final comment before they actually get into the vote, Steve Stroberger.
But I didn't know. I'm learning stuff about General James all the time, and something I learned about a week ago was General James wanted to be a naval aviator, but he couldn't be one. So he went to the Air Force. He wanted to be a naval aviator, but we didn't have black naval aviators. So we lost out on that. But we can't miss out on this. Okay? So I'm waiting for someone to make a motion, and I'm ready to go.
And by the way, that is such a like painful part of the story is he couldn't be in the Navy at the time, so because of the want to be an aviator, and so goes to the Air Force instead. And which, of course, we're celebrating him as an Air Force four-star general. And by the way, on the funding, I think somebody asked how much did the city give. I think the city voted in $250. I was trying to fact check it this morning. It's very hard to find where did the funding all come from. I thought the state actually put in some money as well. That might have been a request not granted or might have been vetoed. I don't remember, but it's not been all just private donations, for sure, even of that $1.3 million. I don't know that that bothers me particularly. It's such a good thing for the community. I don't mind spending money on public art, which is kind of what this is, education, museum function, whatever you want to call it, placemaking. These are all good things. You know, just like when ECUA was going to repaint the water tower and we found out what it was going to be, and I said, no, you cannot get rid of the Wings of Gold and the Blue Angels. You've got to put that back, and that cost us money. It cost us, you know, maybe $50,000, $75,000 to put it back up there instead of just white. But would you not agree we're better off? I mean, it's fine to spend public money on things that make the place better. We spend public money on all kinds of beautification things, making the Three Mile Bridge be prettier, having the bridge lights that mostly work. It's okay to spend public money on some of this stuff. Anyway, so Mike Kohler comes up with the actual motion for the item.
I'm ready. I pass the gavel to Ashley. So my motion will be that, and Chris, I just want to make sure it's under 5AC, that we use $750,000 out of the TDT that was originally voted on, even though they rescinded it, $100,000 out of the general fund for the county. I'll put $25,000 of my own discretionary, and it's dependent on the city owning the property and a positive impact from the Haas study. That's my motion.
Second. And just for one point,
Ashley Hoffberger seconded first, and Lumen May kind of seconded on Mike.
Yeah, there was a motion and a second. Is there any other comments?
No.
All right. Please vote. Motion passes 5-0. Congratulations, Foundation. What a great thing for the county to move forward with that in Black History Month. I really think that was a bold move. I appreciate that. All right, where are we at?
And by the way, Lumen May had earlier said he'd give $150,000 of discretionary money, so that he didn't put that in that motion, but I'm wondering if that's still going to happen or if they're going to, you know, go back and fundraise for the remaining couple $100,000 or so of it. So yeah, a good thing to do during Black History Month. Also, in the same meeting earlier, they declared February 11th, which is the birthday of Chappie James, to be like an official holiday of this year. And his grandson was there to speak about it.
And thank you for everything you've been doing. This has just been a incredible opportunity to get up here and see how well this community has embraced my grandfather's legacy. And I think it's just extremely important for the community to see not just my grandfather's legacy, but it kind of represents everything that the service members of this country have done over the years. And also just an influence to the younger generations now to see what can be done with hard work, preparation, patriotism. And we're just happy to be here and honor that. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Yeah, I mean, I think a good day all around, a good outcome all around. So, yay. Pending the Haas study, which is going to come back in about a week, they say, and then we can really go and really start to turn dirt and put the thing up. And there will come a day. There's so many things in this town that's like, oh, they're getting here. But once we get there, it's pretty cool. 7:54 on News Radio 92.3. So congratulations to all involved. And I can't wait to see that thing coming in over the bridge. It's going to be fantastic. All right. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but I'm seeing some slowdowns if you're headed north and southbound through Gulf Breeze. Expect some delays in that area. Also, I-10 eastbound. Only right around the Highway 29 exit. And that right after it, I'm starting to see about a 5 to 7 minute delay. But if you're getting off the Highway 29 exit from going eastbound, you're going to see some delays on Highway 29 getting there. That's just congestion delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to look. They've got about 300 cars, trucks, vans, sedans, sports cars, all kinds of things on the lot. And more than one of any given type. That's why I like them, because instead of having to go hunt all around town for different things, you can go there and sample the different makes, the different models, different trim levels of things. Now, they may not have exactly what you want in a good quality used car, you know, 2, 3, 5, maybe at most years old, you know, low mileage, 1 or 2 owners. It's basically a new car without the new car smell, and they're going to warranty it to 100,000 miles or 10 years. But if they don't have exactly what you want, they can go find it. And then they can, and they do that for people all the time. Hey, I want this, but I want it in blue, or I want this in an EX, not an LX. And like, they do that all the time for folks. Frontier is just a great place to go get a good quality used car, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida, March 4th for the men's and women's championships.
Cinderella finds a way.
Get your seats at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets are on sale now.
Puts it up. And in!
The 2025 Sunbelt Basketball Championships from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 4th through the 10th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100, Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Just say no.
Somebody texts in and says, Andrew the pragmatist. I never thought I'd see the day where Andrew is willing to bend the rules to get an outcome that everybody wanted. I honestly don't feel it's bending the rules. When Pam Childers says it's an outdoor museum and that fits the statute, I'm good. That's what I defer to. I'll take that as the win. Let's see. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
The Navy is relieving the captain of an aircraft carrier, the Harry Truman, days after the nuclear-powered vessel collided with a merchant vessel near the Suez Canal. The Truman was waiting to enter the canal on February 12th when it struck the merchant vessel. It's now undergoing repairs in Greece. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell will not seek re-election next year. The Republican lawmaker made the announcement in a speech on the Senate floor on his 83rd birthday yesterday. McConnell was first elected to the Senate Senate back in 84 and broke the record for the longest-serving Senate party leader before stepping down in November. And that's what's happening.
Well, you know, he's just about old enough to run for president, so you never know what might happen in 2028. You never know. I do know. Hey, why is the word domestic going to get canceled? Well, I'll tell you about it in the Transgressive Memorial Service coming up in about 20 minutes.